You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with your host, Carrie Oberbrunner. It seems like forever since we've chatted. If you're a first-time guest, welcome. If you are a long-time listener, you're awesome. Thanks so much for checking it out. We have had an absolute blast the last 3 weeks. I'm sure I'll have a future episode on this thing that just happened. It was wild. It was crazy. We did a Facebook group tied to a webinar, which led to basically a class, a new author class. And it was our largest ever class, most engaged. I had so much fun, but I literally had to shut down many other things just to show up filled up. In fact, that's one of the strategies I teach, how you can only truly focus on one thing at a time. Otherwise, it's not focus. Otherwise, you're looking two different places. So I did show up filled up in that special six-figure author five-day challenge. If you missed it, I'm sure in the last episode I talked about it. It's over now, though. It was a blast. Today's episode, we're talking about the number one thing you lack that would catapult your coaching business to the next level. The number one thing you lack that would catapult your coaching business to the next level. You might say, why in the world are you talking about coaching? I'll tell you why. In my opinion, it's the quickest way to cash. When you are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, when you're thinking about doing your passion as a full-time gig, many times I meet these individuals and they talk about, well, you know, I'm going to start a brick and mortar store, or I'm going to create a product that's going to take 6 months. I say, hold on. If you honestly need cash flow to fund your other business entity, coaching is the quickest way to cash if you do it the right way. I'm going to share my story in this little episode today, but I'm also going to bring in other people as well, because I was chatting with my buddy Derek the other day, Derek Depree. He's one of our authors. He wrote the book Shift, and he's a great dude out of Wisconsin. But he wrote a blog article recently where he was talking about the amazing increase of Americans, especially who have side hustles. Now, you could be anywhere in the world, and this still rings true. Guess how many people in 2013 had a side hustle? Side hustle just means earning income while still having another day job. In 2013, it was about 5% of the population. That's pretty good. 6.8 million people. Just 4 years later, and this isn't like four full years later, this is, hey, we haven't even finished 2017 at this time. 18% of the population. It went from 5% to almost one out of five people have a side hustle, or 44 million people. How in the world do we go from 6.8 million people with a side hustle to 44 million people in just 4 years? Something is happening to our economic structure, mindset, strategy. People are now realizing that the man or the woman or the job is no longer going to take care of them for the rest of their lives. They are realizing that they better have a backup plan. I talk about this in the fellowship that we had last Friday when I spoke about ageism, not racism, not sexism. I'm talking about ageism, where you are a faithful worker at your day job for so long. Maybe 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Guess what? You walk in one day, they hand you a box, they escort you out, and they say, your job has been eliminated, or you are being transitioned out, or you are being phased out, whatever they want to say. The point is this. I know people who recently had this happen to them. They were rock stars. They had everything going. They were in charge of big departments in big companies that if I said their name, you would know exactly what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. They walk in one day, they walk out the next day, and these two guys, both of them, had zero backup plan. They did not have a side hustle in mind. They did not have a plan to basically have another stream of income. Coaching is the answer. Coaching is something that I did while I had a day job that started to bring in extra income. And finally, get this, the most important thing is it gave me belief. I said after one client, two clients, three clients, four clients, my first group coaching session, my second group coaching cohort, I called them back then. Look, I began to make significant amount of influence, impact, and income that I said, I'm losing money to stay in my day job. Did you catch that? It was no longer like, hey, this is a cool thing to kind of make a little bit of cash on the side. It was basically like, my impact is growing. Plus, I can call my own shots. I can make my own hours. Coaching became that very strategic activity that I did that gave me the wings, gave me the belief to turn my passion into a full-time gig. Today, I'm going to teach you, even if you have a coaching business, the number one thing that you are missing that could catapult your coaching business to the next level. I'll even use a Harvard Business Review strategy to prove this to you in just a second. So grab your notes, or if you're biking or running or driving, just listen up and we're going to get absolutely into this. CarrieOberbrunner.com/119. This is episode 119. If you want to reference anything that I say today, if you need to go back to it, that is the place. I'm going to tell you in the front end of this episode that at the very end of the episode, if what I'm saying about the coaching industry, if the examples I share with you make sense, if something in your gut says, yes, this is a way that I could actually see a path forward, or if you're already in your dream job, this is a way I could take my coaching to the next level, then at the very end, I'm going to share about an application. We are literally opening up our teams. Our teams are full of coaches, speakers, and trainers. And I want you to listen through the lens of the invitation that I'm giving you, because here's what I know. Our speakers, coaches, and trainers are global. They are rock stars. You're going to meet a few of them over the next week in different ways. I'll interview them. You can hear from themselves. Why am I so passionate about this? Because it is time for you to cash in with all the perks, tools that we have available today. Do you realize that just 20 years ago, you could only coach the people that you could literally talk to? In other words, close proximity. In other words, locally. Today, you can have a rocking coaching business with a population in your town of 10 people, as long as you have internet. See, we live in a world today that is so unique that in the future, just like today, if we could climb up on grandpa or grandma's lap and chat with them and say, as little kids, where were you when the gold rush hit? Where were you when things really began to happen in the Wild West and you could make a fortune? And we don't want to hear our grandparents say, well, you know what? I was scared. You know what? I just kept feeding the pigs at the farm. I didn't want to go for it. And we would say, what are you talking about? But today we're in this new gold rush, which is called the digital age. And because we live in the digital age, you have so many things at your fingertips. You are living in a unprecedented times where the knowledge doubling gap is happening nearly every 48 hours. We're on track so that everything that we know will literally double within 48 hours because that's the crazy time that we live. And if you say someday to your nieces or nephews or grandkids when they climb up on your lap and they say, hey, hey, uncle, hey, aunt, hey, grandma, hey, grandpa, where were you when the digital age happened? And you say, you know what? I don't know. I was playing fantasy football. That's what I was doing. Or you know what? I was binging on Netflix. Or you know what? I was just scared. I was scared to do something. Now, this is the time, and I'm going to show you exactly the steps that you need to take. But first of all, let's talk about the influence and income scale. If you are an educator, I just want you to realize this. If you're an educator, you are only going to be able to give people the benefit of theory. This is why educators get paid so little. I love teachers. I love them to death. I remember them forever. I remember Mr. Moore, Dr. Forbes, Miss Bristol, Mrs. Buer, all my teachers, I remember them. I love them to death. But they never made tons of money. Here's why. Because the deliverable educators give is theory. The deliverable managers give, it goes up a little bit once you're a manager. It moves up a little bit. It moves to tactical. But once you move up to the coach level, once you're a coach, the deliverable you're giving is transformation. And as a result, because you're literally changing someone's life and that's what you're getting paid for, the income scale goes up. This is why I say coaching is one of the quickest ways to cash. Let's keep rolling. Let's talk about how in a Harvard article, this is super important, in a Harvard article, guess what they said? They talked about companies and coaches, and they said in this article that, I'm just going to give you the name. It's a Harvard Business Review, what coaches can do for you. What coaches can do for you. They surveyed companies, and the most important thing, 65% of why companies say they hire a coach is experience in coaching in a similar setting. So you might say, well, gee, that's nice, Carrie. I don't have any experience. Well, guess what? I don't care. And I'll tell you why here in a moment. Because 61%, just 4 points less. Now, hear me for a moment. I'm saying that out of all the top level companies, a Harvard Business Review, 65% of people say that they would hire a coach if they have experience in coaching in a similar setting. Only 4 points less. In other words, 61% said, I don't care if they have experience. I want a clear methodology. Now, that is so key because most coaches don't have a clear methodology. I'll talk about that in a moment, but let me just try to make sure I'm saying this in a super clear way. This means that if you go to any company in the world, most of them, in fact, it's almost the highest reason why they're going to hire a coach. Not because you have experience, that's 65%. But the second highest at 61% is clear methodology. This is twice as important as the ability to measure ROI, return on investment. Companies would rather twice as often say that I see their clear methodology. So even if it's not going to make a return on my investment, I'm going to hire this coach because they have clear methodology. I've been teaching this for years. You know me. If you've heard me on the podcast, you know I say clarity attracts, confusion repels. Clarity attracts, confusion repels. The proof is in the pudding, as they say. It's in the article. So that's what I'm saying you're lacking. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I know that most people that I meet, most coaches, they've been taught this way of coaching that is ask curious questions. That's it. That's their coaching methodology. So someone basically says, so you want to charge my company $5,000 a month or $1,000 a month or whatever, and your methodology is just to ask questions? And a lot of people say, yep, that's my methodology, and they lose the gig. Why? Because I teach a very different strategy, a very different structure. I use questions, of course, but I also say that you need a clear methodology. What is a clear methodology? I call it a framework. A framework is the ability to solve a problem with a solution that's broken down into simple steps. Let me say that again. And you might say, Carrie, this is abstract. This is heady. Hang with me. I do not want you to leave influence, impact, and income on the table. This makes 100% sense once you get it. All I'm saying is that when you sit down with a client and they say, hey, coach, what are we going to talk about today? And you say, I don't know. What are we going to talk about today? And then that is your coaching methodology, where you just sit there and pepper them with questions. My point is that coaching? Maybe. Will you be an effective coach without a clear framework, without a clear methodology? No. You need a clear methodology to lead people to transformation. This is like you going into a doctor and saying, doctor, my shoulder's killing me. Does the doctor use questions? Absolutely. How long has it been hurting you? Have you fallen? Did you have an accident? Do you have medical history of people with pain in that area? Of course the doctor's going to use questions, but the doctor doesn't stop there. If the doctor stopped there and said, well, great, sounds like we have your medical history, sounds like I know where your pain is coming from, hope you have a good life. No, the doctor, of course, would use the questions, and then the doctor would say, here is a methodology for health. Here is a framework that we are going to take. It's a treatment plan. Good doctors have a treatment plan. They would say, well, like for me, when I tore my shoulder, yes, I had an MRI. Yes, I had an arthrogram, I believe it's called. Yes, I had questions. Yes, I had all kinds of things. But once they identified the problem, my nice Dr. Latshaw here in Columbus, Ohio, said, Carrie, you tore your labrum. And you know what? We need to perform a surgery. And we have a treatment plan, and we have a follow-up physical therapy. And if you don't go to those sessions, you will have limited mobility on your shoulder for the rest of your life. But if you do go to those physical PT, if you go to the PT prescription that I'm going to give you, physical therapy, you're going to be able to have full use of your shoulder again. Because this surgery, we're going to put in there certain types of whatever. I forget what they put in there. Anchors. Who knows what they put in? The point is this. Dr. Latshaw crushed it. He moved me from a place of not even being able to raise my shoulder to now working out, to now throwing football with my son. In other words, I've been cured. That's the type of coaching that you need to prescribe for your clients. And trust me, you have the skills. You have the talent. You have the experience. I meet people all the time. They say, well, Carrie, I've worked in a company for 30 years, but I don't have any experience. And I'm like, whoa, hold on. You've worked in a company for 30 years, and yet you're struggling with the belief that someone would hire you as a coach? Why? They are the problem. In other words, the client doesn't have a problem paying. The client doesn't care that they've not been on their own for years and years and years. No, but suddenly we think, well, I've never been employed by myself before, self-employed. Therefore, I don't have what it takes. And all I'm saying is baloney. You absolutely have what it takes, but you might not have a framework. Or, according to the Harvard Business Review, they define it as a methodology. It's the same thing. It's a solution broken down into simple steps. That's what a framework is. You might have heard me say this before. I love the quote. I think Mike Kim told it to me the other day. He said, "Kerry, do you know that they increased the sales of Pop-Tarts 6 times over when they wrote a framework on the box?" And I said, "What are you talking about, Mike?" He said, "When they put on the box, open, microwave, eat." They broke it down into step one, open. Step two, microwave. Step three, eat. 6 times sales increase. Now, Mike does his research, so I'm not going to cite the article or something like that. But the point is this. Of course it's true. Of course it's true, because nobody wants to sound like an idiot when they're opening their Pop-Tart for the first time. They've never seen it. And they're like, "How, what do you even do with this thing? I don't understand." And your coaching model is no different. When I stop telling people, "Oh, you want to learn how to go pro with your passion? Well, let's sit down and have a dinner and a lunch and let's talk about it." No, 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 no. When I told people, "You want to go from day job to dream job? Easy. All you need to do is discover how to go from prison to plan to payoff." Prison to plan to payoff. Your prison is your day job. And then I pumped them full of statistics that are proven about staying in your day job, about the prison bars that day jobbers feel by their own admission, heart attacks, stress, burnout, you name it. Then I said, "You know what? You need a plan." And the plan is the 9 steps that I lay out in the book, Day Job to Dream Job. That is a framework. They move from prison to plan to payoff. They start at the prison. 86% of people feel stuck in their day job. Then they move to the plan, 9 steps. It's called the Dream Jobber Plan. It talks about designing your space, designing your service, designing your story. Then it moves on to creating your platform, your product, and your promotion. Then it moves into maintaining your community, your clarity, and your credibility. Those 9 steps are literally the path, the framework, the methodology, the coaching model that we use to help people who are stuck in their day job go from prison to plan to payoff. That's where the influence is. That's where the impact is. That's where the income is. That's where the sales are made. People don't want to hear, "Oh, you're a dream coach. You're a dream job coach. What are we going to do?" I don't know. We're just going to sit down and ask questions. Nobody's buying. And you might say, "Well, gee, would companies actually buy this for their people?" We get asked all the time by companies who want their people who are being exited and let out the doorway to actually have a training around how to turn their passion into a full-time gig. That scratches a total itch. It scratches an itch with 86% of the population. And when you have content, material, processes, paradigms, steps, this is where the sales are made. This is where the transformation occurs. Am I against questions? Not at all. If your coaching methodology is questions and that's it, you're in a world of trouble. Why? Because it's the blind leading the blind. You have nothing you're giving the person. might as well put in a tape recorder with a bunch of questions that they just simply are asked, or might as well hand them a questionnaire. Your job as a coach is to lead them to a solution. Will they have buy-in? Absolutely. Will they need customized help? 100%. That's where your coaching services make a ton of sense. Now, that's just one of our programs. We have another program called the Your Secret Name Team, which is all about coaching and speaking and training and helping people who are stuck believing the lies of the enemy, the labels that they've been deceived with. They have a low self-image set point, even though they might be outwardly successful. And because their low self-image set point, guess what happens? They never get what they want in life. They only get who they are. And who they are is about a 2 on a 10-point scale. And as a result, they attract to themselves people who are also 2s. Because there's no 8, 9s, and 10s you want to hang around with 2s and want to be influenced by 2s. In fact, the reason why they are 8, 9s, and 10s is because they've distanced themselves. In the words of Jim Rohn, they understand that the 5 people they hang around with shape their influence, their impact, their income. It shapes themselves as people. Therefore, the whole goal for them is to separate from the 2s. Why would they be hired by a 2? Right? Of course not. So in Your Secret Name, we actually work through a process where people go from their birth name to their given name to their secret name. And you might say, Carrie, well, that sounds pretty weird. What does that mean? It's the same thing that the pitcher, Oral Hershiser of the Dodgers, experienced when Tommy Lasorda said to him, hey, Oral, right? He had the nickname of Howdy Doody Hershiser from way back in the day. You know, the little puppet show, I guess. I don't know, I was too young. But guess what happened? Tommy Lasorda reset his self-image set point. It was a process. But part of the process was he got renamed the Bulldog. And as a result, he started performing up to his new identity. He didn't pitch like a 1 or a 2 anymore. He pitched like an 8, 9, and 10 and went on to create some amazing, amazing success. You might say, well, gee, that's nice for him. Give me other examples. Look at film. Look at ancient literature. Saul went to Paul, Simon went to Peter, Jacob went to Israel, Abram went to Abraham. I mean, look at the ancient scriptures there. Look at Lord of the Rings, how Strider went to this new kingly identity called Aragorn, or how the Lion King, this lost, banished cub, received a new name, King of the Jungle, right? So there's something that is definitely epic in this understanding of self-identity. So what do? Are Your Secret Name coaches go into schools? They go into retreat centers? They go into men's groups, women's groups? They have masterminds? They have coaching sessions? We have counselors who are part of our team. They take people from their birth name to their given names to their secret name. And as a result, their lives are changed. We also have the Deeper Path. The Deeper Path has a methodology too. See, all of our coaching teams have a clear methodology because we know that, sure, we might not be able to give you experience if you've never done coaching before, but we can give you the second highest thing, according to the Harvard Business Review, about why companies hire coaches. And that is a clear methodology. That is the number one thing that you are lacking that would catapult your coaching business to the next level. And if you say, well, Carrie, how do you share your clear methodology? We'll talk about that in a moment. But let me close the loop here with the deeper path. Let me talk about that for a second. The deeper path has at the bullseye. So let's talk about the bullseye, right? Day job to dream job, the bullseye is turn your passion into a full-time gig. Your secret name bullseye is our most faith-based coaching program. I'm not going to lie. That one is faith-based. Now, can you do it in public school systems? Absolutely. Can you do it in different types of adult groups? Yes. But at the end of the day, that is helping you discover who God created you to be. It's going to do that by helping you reset your self-image set point. Your secret name deals with identity. Who am I? Deeper path deals with why am I here? Purpose. It helps you at the bullseye become a master in the art of living. In the words of L.P. Jacks, a master in the art of living draws no sharp distinction between work and play, labor and leisure, mind and body, education and recreation. He or she simply pursues his vision of excellence and leaves others to determine whether they're working or playing to themselves. They always appear to be doing both. That's the bullseye. That in the deeper path, coaching program, training program, keynote speeches, the audience is moved to a point of action where they become masters in the art of living. How? Through the framework we call OPUS. And that was clearly identified by my coach, Chet Scott, of Built to Lead. It's brilliant. There's two words in Latin for work. One is labor, which means toil. It's labor. It's where most people are living in their lives. They're toiling. They're living in chronic pain. The other Latin word for work is opus. Opus means masterpiece. It's the people who invite acute pain into their lives so that they can become masters in the art of living. We do this through the process called OPUS. That is a framework that is broken out into simple steps. O, overarching vision. P, purpose. U, unifying strategy. S, scorecard for significance. You can see what sets our coaching program, our teams, apart from most other coaching experiences, is a very clear methodology. Now, in addition to that, we have all kinds of other things. So we do certify people on our programs. But the other cool thing that we do is that we want people to stay themselves. We want people to maintain their own identity, their own branding. So most of our coaches co-brand. In other words, I'm just going to pick some people that come to mind. Deborah Hayes. Deborah is one of our coaches. She maintains her own brand. She maintains her own entity, her own unique voice. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's a coach, but she uses the deeper path as a tool in her toolbox so that she can anytime help clients become masters in the art of living. She can share that via mastermind, via group coaching, via one-on-one coaching. She can do that via retreat, seminar, workshop, immersion experience, you name it. She can speak to big groups, small groups. So let me just tell you a little bit about our coaches. Why? Here's why. Because chances are you have a day job right now. Chances are you do. Maybe you don't. We'll talk about you in a moment. But according to another study done by the University of Wisconsin, this is a fantastic study. It just blew my mind. You can find more about it in the Harvard Business Review, but it's called Why Going All In on Your Startup Might Not Be the Best Idea. And this article talks about how people who stage their day job departure are 33% less likely to fail. than those who leave their jobs in a one-time shot. This is a study that was done by the University of Wisconsin-Madison by Joseph Rafi and Jai Feng. Now, what they did is they spent well over a decade studying thousands of people and dictating their, or I should say, studying their success and failures. Do you know? Just look at this list. Look at some of the people who staged their departure and didn't go all in. Number one, Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple with Steve Jobs. He stayed as an employee of Hewlett-Packard. What about Pierre, who launched eBay while working for a software development company? And what about Henry Ford, who founded the Detroit Automotive Company? You know him. Come on now. While employed by the Edison Illuminating Company. Crazy. Crazy stuff that says, in fact, here's another one. A 1997 survey in the midst of entrepreneurial explosion revealed that 20% of the CEOs of the U.S. 500 fastest growing companies had continued to hold paying jobs long after founding their organizations. My advice to you today is not to quit your day job to become a coach. My advice to you today is if you have a coaching business, seriously consider applying to join one of our teams, because we will equip you with the most cutting edge methodologies and frameworks that will catapult your coaching business to the next level. If you are still in your day job, apply to join our team so that you can actually stage your departure, just like Henry Ford, just like Steve Wozniak, just like Pierre of eBay. Now, you might say, well, what makes them so special? What do you get? Worldwide certification. We certify our people to speak, coach, and train any individual or any group using our products, curriculum, and content in the world, like anyone. So you suddenly go from a pool of zero potential clients to 7 billion. How much profit do we take, right? Do we take profit from you every day, every week, every year? How about zero forever? How about our teams? We never take a dime from you of your profits, honorariums, proceeds, income. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Daily support. We provide our coaches, speakers, and trainers support daily. Every day, they have access in our private VIP client group to ask whatever questions they have, in addition to quarterly trainings that we give them for free on relevant topics like how do you turn casual contacts into long-term contracts? There's one. Others, like how to use social media for your coaching business. How about other ones? Like, should you have coaching insurance? If so, where can you get the cheapest, most effective, right? All the details that you think, well, gee, do I, should I, shouldn't I? We help you. In addition to that, we have video training where we literally are going to help you go through the content yourself, because that's part of the secret. You can't lead people where you haven't gone yourself. So all of our coaches actually get the content as a attendee would get. And as long as they're 1 week ahead, they can keep coaching people. And you might say, that is the craziest thing. Let me tell you about Dennis at the end. All right, you're going to be blown away with Dennis's story. You also get my PowerPoints, my slide deck, my keynote. Everything that I've done to turn my books into 18 streams of income, you have those tools so that you're not behind, so that you have, you're equipped in amazing ways. Audio training. We've done over 100 hours of coaching calls that are each categorized so that if you ever have a question, you just log in to our private team site, look at the categories, say, ooh, got a question about that, jump in, listen to it while you're driving, mowing the lawn, washing the dishes, running, whatever, and there you go, answers. We give you the same transformational resources that I use with my clients, the handouts, the worksheets, the object lessons, the bumper videos, the exercises, you name it, every single thing. Marketing. We actually create sample posters for you to use in your marketing, sample handouts, sample one sheets. In addition to that, we have something called promotional partnerships, where if you go to my homepage, carryoverbrenner.com, that gets a ton of visitors and traffic. Guess what's on the homepage? One button you click called Igniting Souls Team Members. There's all of our speakers, coaches, trainers with links to their website, with bios back to them, so that I'm funneling leads to them. Why? Because I got three kids and a wife. I don't want to go speak everywhere. I want to speak at selective places, but then continue to run my business online and support you. And then we have a global community that gives you access to people all over the world who are in this with you. That's just some of the benefits. So let me tell you about Dennis, one of our newest team members. And then after that, we'll wrap this up and I'll tell you next steps. So we only open up our teams a few times a year. Then they're open for 1 week. We have a few spots that we give to people who apply and are approved. And then we close up the teams and move on and continue to ignite souls and support our coaches, speakers, and trainers. But last round, Dennis applied and was accepted. And he's out of Massachusetts. And on June 28th, he said, with a picture, and I'll probably put these so you can see these on episode 119, carryoverbrenner.com/119. He says on June 28th, I freshly printed and put in a binder my dream job boot camp. Now I need to go through it so I can become the best dream coach I can be. Thanks, Carry. Really cool. Took a picture of it. Looks fantastic. June 28th. July 10th, 13 days later, just sold my first dream job boot camp with my coaching attached. Thanks, Carrie. Dennis joined. And then 13 days later, got his first paying client. Love it. This happens all the time. Now, what are next steps? Well, I want to invite you as a podcast listener to the table first and foremost. We are opening these teams today. We will not open them again any longer until 2018. So this is our last time in 2017 that we are opening the ability to apply for our teams. It is ridiculously low for an investment. I mean, crazy low. Let me, on a payment plan, you could become one of our coaches for as low as $197 a month, like $197, not $197,000, like $197. Why? We want to equip people to be coaches, speakers, and trainers. So we create a 6-month plan at $197 if that's what people need. I just want to be upfront with the cost, because sometimes we hear things like this and we say, oh, I could never do that. I had one guy come up to me. I mentioned this at the fellowship just in passing. And this guy came up to me so excited. Carrie, I want to be part of the team. He wanted to be a dream job coach. And he said, look, I don't have the money. Can I pay the first month and then essentially go out and get a bunch of clients to pay off the rest? I said, absolutely. What a great idea. I love people who are hungry. So we don't say that you need to be paid in full before you start using the content. We want to get you out on boots on the ground and going and making it happen and reaching people. So your next step today, if you are not one of our team members, is apply. Go to carryoberbrunner.com/119 for 119, episode 119, and apply. The number one thing that coaches lack is they don't have a clear framework, a clear methodology. All of our coaching teams do. If you are already a coach, but you don't have a clear framework, your business isn't exploding, it isn't growing, then apply at carryoverrunner.com/119. We'd love to look at your application and see if you're a potential fit, if we could do something amazing together. What's coming up next? Great question. In about 10 days, I'll be releasing the next podcast. This, my friend, is a podcast that you'll want to listen to. It's one that has purposely kept me away from writing my next book. It's that exciting. So a lot of you have been asking about it for quite some time. Hey, when is this thing going to happen? I've heard something about it. When I was not ready. I was making it happen. I was getting clarity. I was building. The point is this, in about 10 days, listen, because that's going to be a very exciting podcast. Other than that, we have our Igniting Souls Conference, our once a year time where we gather together from all over the world. This year's theme is Set Fire to Your Business and Brand. It's in Columbus on October 21st and 22nd. I just met with the conference center last Wednesday with David. We have their biggest room, and we just sold it out. Now, it wasn't always like that. 2 years ago, we couldn't even get half the room filled. We had to put tables in the back and do the meals on the other half because we didn't want it to look too small. So all I'm saying is you got to start somewhere. But this year, it is blown up. Last year was a huge crowd. This year, we haven't doubled, but we're close to doubling. It is going to be amazing. And I just met with the business center to say, look, can we shift a few things in the room to get 20 more people? So we came up with that solution. We have 20 more people that now have the ability to come. So if that's you, come. IgnitingSoulsConference.com. Set fire to your business and brand. Some amazing speakers. Amazing conversation. 4 meals included. You will learn so much as you follow the framework that we teach about feeling the fire, seeing the fire, and then being the fire. Look at IgnitingSoulsConference.com to see that framework. It's truly going to be amazing. We do not sell these sessions. We never have. You got to be in the room. A lot of our coaches, speakers, and trainers are going to be there. It's going to be truly amazing. So that's about it. I'm super excited about what's coming next. I cannot wait to see you get more clarity around your message, around your products, your platform, your promotion. Your next step is so clear. Apply at carryoverburner.com/119. If you're already one of our coaches, speakers, and trainers, as I said, get ready. Awesome stuff's coming. David's going to be teaching. I'm going to be teaching. We are serious about helping you increase your influence and impact and income in the world.